Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. I pray that you are blessed and happy and full of joy in all things of Him. This morning I will be reading from Corinthians, Romans, and Acts. The first scripture reads, "Now you collectively are Christ's body, and individually you are members of it. Each part severely and distant, each which has its own place and function." 1 Corinthians 12:27. "For the scripture says to Pharaoh, I have raised you up for this very purpose of displaying my power in dealing with you, so that my name may be proclaimed to the whole world over." Romans 9:17. "After this prayer, the meeting place shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they preached the word of God with boldness." Acts 4:31. Scripture reads in both Corinthians and Romans how we are, our body is the church, how our body is to be used as a display for God. How we are Christ's body, and how God wants to display His power through us. Acts reads, "After the place shook, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they preached the word of God with boldness." When I read Acts, I don't just think of preaching with our mouths. I think of, if we're filled with the Holy Spirit, then our bodies would preach to the masses. When people see us, they're supposed to see Christ. There's a power in us that gives us authority above the ones who aren't believers, who aren't in Christ, who don't believe in His power. When they see us, they shall see a boldness, a power that's within. Also, with the Holy Spirit comes, and I've gotten that from my own walk and my own experience. Once you're filled with the Spirit, you'll get in situations where you're tempted, and you'll want to do wrong. You will want to do something that you know that is not concisive with the walk of God. It's not in line from where you come from. If you're born again, it's not in line with the call that He has in your life. And God will block it. The Holy Spirit power is just that strong that you won't even be able to do what your heart desires, because God knows the plan upon your life. And when you're in tune with the Spirit, these things happen. So you need to know that when God is in it and when God comes through, He will come to you. He will come forth with great blessings. He will come forth with the strength that you don't even have. He'll come forth and block things, put a veil over it, so that you can't touch it, so that you can't grasp it, you can't reach it. No matter how hard you try, how hard you pull for it, He will block it. And so just being in tune to the Spirit, constantly tuning yourself up to be in alignment with His Spirit will bless you in more ways than one. Asking for His boldness, asking for Him to bless you, is powerful. He wants to give it to you. It's yours for the taking. All you have to do is, as Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. And that doesn't mean as soon as you knock on the first door and you don't get the answer that you want to stop knocking. You just keep on knocking. You just keep on knocking. And you can tell where the Spirit is trying to overshadow you and come upon you. You can look at certain situations in your life that you didn't react the same way you used to react. You have a aching in your heart for people that you've never had before. You have a love that you've never had before. You have a desire to want to do more in you than you had before. You just want to do right. That's the Spirit knocking at you. So just open up and let it in. And if you fall short, get back up and try it again. Be the church. Walk in it. Let people see it. Share it. Let people embrace it. and it'll open up so many doors for you, so many doors for others, just being able to share in His Word and love and be who God calls you to be and letting the Holy Spirit overflow you like never before. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Your word says that when Jesus rose back again, that he came, that we may be filled with the Holy Spirit, that we may have life and life abundantly. If we're filled with the Spirit, Lord God, we don't need to be worrying. We don't need to be upset. We need to just be full of joy, ready for to go on to the next level in our lives, Lord God. We can look at transgressions and circumstances in our lives, Lord God. It's just things that are come. Your word says, do not be alarmed by the fire that comes to take you, because the Holy Spirit that's within you will bless you, will cover you, will strengthen you, will keep you going to the next level. Let us believe that. Let us walk in that, Lord God. Let us receive your fullness of joy that is ours for the taking, Lord God. Open our hearts and soften our hearts, Lord God, so that we may feel you, feel your presence, feel your full spirit, Lord God, so that we may walk in all that you have for us, Lord God. You didn't give us a spirit of poverty. You didn't give us a spirit of lack. You didn't give us a spirit of weakness. You didn't give us a spirit of hate. You didn't give us a spirit of less than. Lord God, but you gave us a spirit that's given us power to be bold in you, Lord God, to walk in you, Lord God, to receive what you have for us. I pray that we will walk in that spirit more, Lord God, and that we will teach others, Lord God, what it feels like to have you, Lord God. We can't be selfish with your power. We can't be selfish with your word. We can't be selfish with your love, Lord God, because it's such a beautiful thing, Lord God. And if we're selfish with that, Lord God, we're selfish with everything else that you bless us with. When money comes our way, we keep our hands closed. We don't want to give openly because we may think it may never come again. But because of who you are a God that continues to overflow in our lives, continue to bless us, Lord God. Your word says, give and shall be given unto you, Lord God. So touch us, Lord God, so that we may give of you out of our body, Lord God, out of our mouth, out of our heart, out of our walk. Lord God, bless us like never before. Use us like never before. Let your power show up in us, Lord God, and let us be tuned, be your power. Open our eyes to see, Lord God, everything that you have for us, everything that you have for us in this will, this walk that you called us to do, Lord God. Open our eyes so that we can walk into it, Lord God, and let this be a day of blessing. Let this be a day of peace. Let this be a day of joy. Let this be a day of wisdom and gaining understanding and knowledge of who you are and who we are on this earth, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to just touch our minds, touch our hearts, touch our spirits, Lord God, and bless us. But just as Christ is raised from the dead, raise them up today, Lord God. Bless us so we can walk in the newness that you have for us. It's in Jesus' name we pray and give you all the glory and honor. Amen. Have an amazing day. Be great. Be blessed. Be loved. I love you. Let your light shine. Don't let the enemy tell you and things that keep you complacent, keep you at a lower level. God wants you to be great. He did not give you gifts and talents and favor for nothing. It is yours for the taking. It is yours for you to walk in. And your circumstances may not look, but if you believe God and you believe his word, it's coming. Don't die. Don't continue being just complacent in who you are. If you're praying for something, believe it and let God bring it to you and let it happen and walk in it and share it. And people look at you and they ask you, they may look at you. You may tell them that you're getting ready for a new job. And they may look at you and think that you don't have the talent, think that you have the position power to walk in it. But with God, you can go into a place that you've never studied for, you don't have the certification for, you don't have the license for, and he will put you in that place and let his light shine in you, his power, and you'll walk away with that position. So know who you are in God today and walk in it. Be blessed. I love you. Have a great and amazing day. God bless you.